Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 555-0134 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
What am I doing? I don't know. I'm not sure why I'm calling you. I just feel like I should, so I guess I will. I had a weird interaction today. My professor, in my cultural studies class, he was... I don't know why I'm saying this, but he was looking at me. It's not unusual. A lot of guys look at me. It's normal. I mean, it's creepy, but that's how it is. It's just what it's like to be a girl sometimes. There was something about the professor's eyes, though. Like, he saw me. He saw right through me. Like, he knew me. I don't know. It's stupid. I don't know. It kind of freaked me out. He's just my professor, and, it was probably nothing. I don't know why I'm calling. I'm sorry to bother you. I think I better go. Okay. Hello again. So, I had my cultural studies class again today. I was really nervous going in. I don't know why. I think there's just something about my professor. He looked at me again. I mean, of course he did. I'm a student in his class, but it's more than that, I think. His eyes just... It's like they're digging into me or something. Like they see something inside me. And I don't know what it is. It's really creepy. I think maybe I should drop the class. Is that dumb? Maybe I should just talk to the dean. I don't know what I'd say, though. Please help me, sir. My professor's looking at me. I guess not. Why am I even telling you this? So, my professor talked to me today. He talked to me. I mean, it was nothing. He just said good afternoon, and he looked at me with those amazing eyes. Those beautiful blue eyes. I can't explain it. I just about fell out of my chair. I was so nervous. I felt like this buzz in my head. I just giggled back at him. I don't know. I just giggled. I was so stupid. I felt so dumb, like I didn't know what to say. Everyone in the lecture hall kind of laughed at me. Especially that weird guy who wears glasses and always sits a couple rows behind me. I wish he wouldn't sit there. I just always feel like he's looking at me. Did I tell you he walked down the row in front of me the other day and stopped and tried to give me his phone number? I remember because that same moment was when the professor first looked at me. I remember feeling really weird, like a buzz in my head, kind of like today. God, I'll never forget the professor's eyes. Anyway, I threw that guy's number away. He was a creep. It's so weird. I like it when my professor looks at me. Is that bad? It feels kind of bad. I mean, I kind of hate it, too. When he looks at me, I feel dirty. Like he can see what I'm thinking. I hate that. It feels like he's in my head. I wish I could just forget about it, but I can't. It's so weird. I can't stop thinking about him. My professor. I swear, whenever he looks at me, I want to do things. Dirty things. I want to touch myself. Right there, in class. I get so horny, and I can't help it. What's happening to me? And that guy? The one who always sits behind me? The one who tried to give me his number? I think he sees it, too. I think he knows. He's always looking at me. He tries to hide it by looking away when I catch him. But I know he's looking. I hate it. I don't know what's happening. It's uncomfortable. It's humiliating, and I can't do anything about it. My panties were actually wet after class. Wait, what am I saying? Why am I saying this? I don't know why I keep calling.
I have to.
to go. I did something really bad in class today. I moved to the back row in the lecture hall, against the wall. I sat in the back, so that I was behind that disgusting creeper guy. I had my book open, and the professor was lecturing, and he looked at me again, and I just had to touch myself. I had to touch my pussy. My hand was under my desk, rubbing it, you know, and he made eye contact. I don't think he saw me when I spread my legs. I couldn't help it. I just did it. I think he couldn't see past the row of chairs in front of me, but still, I watched him. Oh, God. I felt like a piece of meat on display. I wanted him to see me. I wanted him to fuck me. All I could think about was his cock. His hard, warm cock. What it would taste like. What it would feel like. Where my fingers were. So stupid. I felt so stupid touching myself in the middle of class like that. So I stopped. I forced myself to stop. My fingers were soaked and I could smell myself on them for the rest of the class. I felt like such a slut. I don't think anyone saw. I don't think anyone noticed, but I wanted them to. I think. God. I could have gotten in so much trouble. I don't know what to do. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I just masturbated again. That's like the 7th time today. I feel better now. It seems like I feel better right after I masturbate, but I want a real cock so bad. I want his cock. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying so hard, but I don't know how much more I can take. Sometimes I feel like my mind is going, like I can't think, like I just want to fuck. I just want to fuck. And when I go to class and professor looks at me, I just want to be his slut. I want to be his whore. I want him to fuck me. I want him to use me. I want him to call me names. Nasty, disgusting names. I want him to tell me what I am. His fuckhole. God. I hate myself. I hate myself. I'm worried that the next time I see him, I'll do something crazy. Can you help me? know who you are. I don't know why I keep calling you, but there must be a reason. Can you help me? I went to the doctor, and he just gave me some pamphlets and told me to masturbate to release tension. He thinks it's in my head, like I have some crush or something. But he doesn't understand. My roommate, she called me a dumb slut this morning. And the thing is, I think she's right. A dumb, worthless fucking slut. Oh, fuck. Fuck, here I go again. I'm afraid I'm gonna do something bad. Really bad. Can you help me? I feel like I'm losing my mind. Please?
There's something wrong with her. She needs some help.
Alright, let's get her an ambulance. Somebody, you, Samantha, can you call 911, please?
Of course, Professor. Just a second.
Okay, let me take your phone, okay? Let me take your phone. There you go. It's okay. Everything's gonna be alright.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message.
I'm in the hospital. They gave me back my phone, finally. I feel okay right now. They have me on some drugs. I don't know what they are. They're helping. I know what I did. And now I know what you did too. I know who you are. They told me not to call you again. They tried to erase your number from my phone, but I remember it. I wanted you to know that I know what you did. You're a monster. How could you? I know that you're a grad student in the neurology department. I know that you had access to some kind of secret project designed to remotely alter brain structure. And I know that you're such a sick fuck that You wanted to experiment with it. You wanted to see if you could use it to turn a girl into your sex slave, didn't you? Into your mindless, cock-obsessed little fuckhole. You remembered me from class, and you liked the way I looked, and so you tried to use it on me. Isn't that right? But you screwed up, didn't you? You had no idea what you were doing. Instead of your slave, you turned me into the professor's slave. And he didn't even know it. You fucked my head and turned me into this slut. You even hardwired your phone number into my brain somehow. So I would call you when I came around to needing you so bad I couldn't help it anymore. But then when you realized you screwed up, instead of doing something about it while there was still time, you just watched the show, didn't you? Like I was some kind of experiment. You watched me in class. You listened to the phone messages I left you, and you probably jerked off and laughed when you realized what you had done to me. Didn't you? Ha ha! Look at the dumb, desperate slut. Isn't she funny? Jesus. The doctors tell me I'll never be the same. They tell me what you did to me can't be undone. I'm gonna be on these fucking psychotropic drugs for the rest of my life. Thanks to you. Without them, I'll turn into a brainless, cock-obsessed little whore who gets off to being treated like trash. I'm sure that just turns you on. I'm sure you're just jacking off thinking about that, aren't you? What you did to me? Fuck you. The professor was so nice. He was so good to me at the hospital. And all I want is for him to rape me. Whenever I see him, I lose my mind. I can never see him again. I'll never be the same. I'll never be normal. I hope you're happy. I hope you come really hard to thinking about what you did. Get it out of your system, because they're coming for you. And I don't mean the cops. Do you understand me? I didn't ask them to. I just wanted this to be over, but they're coming. And they're gonna find you. And when they do, I don't know what they'll do to your brain. So, all I'm saying is you might want to turn yourself in, okay? I wouldn't wish this on anyone, not even you. I need another pill. Nurse, can I get another pill, please? Okay. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be on the phone. Thank you. Well, I don't have anything else to say to you.